Hello, listeners, and welcome back to this episode of Claire's Curiosities. This week, we are talking murder. We will be exploring the scientific reasonings behind the actions of what make a serial killer a serial killer. So for all you criminology students and crime show fanatics out there, I suggest you keep listening because I have a very special guest star who is pretty big in the science world and crime world. Please help me give a warm welcome to Dr. Jim Fallon.
Hello, Claire. Thank you for having me on your show today.
Dr. Fallon is a neuroscientist and professor at the University of California. For the past 35 years, he has studied behavior on the basis of everything from genes through neurotransmitters, dopamine, things like that, and all the way through circuit analysis. Recently, Dr. Fallon has gotten into a different kind of study. Dr. Fallon, would you like to explain your recent experiment to our listeners?
Sure. Fairly recently, a colleague of mine asked me to study the brain scans of serial killers to try and understand how a person becomes psychopathic. I looked at over 70 brains from a variety of normal people and psychopaths in order to make sure I was looking for legit scientific differences within the scans. Through these scans, we really looked at the interactions of genes, brain damage, how the environment affects the individual, and how these factors are tied together.
When you looked at all these factors, what made you realize that they were the reasons for the psychopathic way of life?
Well, if you put all these factors together at exactly the precise time, you are able to get all different kinds of psychopaths. It all depends on the timing of when the damage to the brain occurs.
So, since it has to do with damage to the brain, where exactly would that damage have to occur usually?
We found that majority of our cases dealing with a murderer, the damage was located in the orbital cortex, orbits, and the interior part of the temporal lobe. The orbital lobe is located right above the eyes, and the temporal lobe is located right above the brainstem of the spinal cord. When they all had the relative same damage, they all were a little different as well, but that didn't change the fact that they still had damage to their brains.
Wow, that's amazing. You were able to tell these things. Is there any specific gene or mutation that affects when the damage may occur?
There is a major violence gene known as the MAOA gene. This is a sex-linked gene located on the X chromosome, so it may only be given from the mother. This is why most serial killers and psychopaths are men, because the gene is commonly found in males. Theoretically, in order to express this gene in a violent way, very early on, before puberty, the individual carrying the gene has to be involved in something very traumatic.
That's devastating. Wow. Thank you so much, Dr. Fallon. Now, what advice would you give to any person listening on how to start giving TED Talks?
Well, you have to know your facts and have made somewhat of a name for yourself. This allows you to build credibility, which is very important when presenting any information to a crowd. They will trust what you say more. Try to keep your presentation light and not too monotone. This will bore your audience. I live into my TED Talk up with pictures and a personal story. This helped me connect to the audience and also made me feel more comfortable on stage. Lastly, just be yourself. A crowd is able to tell when a presenter is nervous, so I suggest you practice quite a bit in the mirror and be extremely prepared.
Thank you so much, Dr. Fallon, for those tips and for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me, Claire.
Well, that's all the time we have for this week. Tune in next week to learn whether dolphins can understand English. Bye!